Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For hanging out with me, thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Sabrina Parsons, CEO of Palo Alto Software, the makers of LivePlan, the best-selling business management software in the galaxy. Palo Alto is the gold standard, folks, for business planning and for business management software like that. It's the best. They've been doing it the longest. Tim Berry, Sabrina's dad, basically founded the industry for all intents and purposes. And Sabrina, thanks again for being here. You've been running the company for almost 10 years now and have been growing it, so congratulations on your tenure there. I know that you've done a great job, and I'm proud of what you've accomplished.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. It's hard to imagine. It's been 10 years. It's gone very quickly.
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
That's right.
So, okay. Lean planning. We've been talking about live planning. We've talked about planning in the cloud, managing your business with capability that's in the cloud, that's not residing on your hard drive, more collaborative, that kind of thing. Tim Berry wrote a book called Lean Planning. I don't have it in front of me, but I think that's the title. Lean.
That's correct.
Lean Plan or Lean Planning. I always forget. But that's a great book. I saw it in the formative stages. And folks, I encourage you to check it out. It'll help you. But this is part of what you guys are doing with your software, right? You're trying to help people focus on lean. Tell them what lean is.
Yeah, you know what we did is really apply. There's another book called The Lean Startup, and it's been something that Silicon Valley startups and high tech venture funded startups really use to guide them getting started. And there's some really great principles that originally come from lean manufacturing and the way Toyota built cars. And what we've done with LivePlan is basically said, the small business owner, Main Street America, there's things about high-tech venture-funded startups that don't apply to them. But there's parts of lean startup that are really good and a good way to think about things. So LivePlan has taken some of those principles and working with Tim created this idea of a lean plan and lean management where you can use the tool to create the right size strategic plan, but in a way that's not scary and doesn't involve management consultants.
I used to do this on my own years ago with ISO, ISO 9000.
Yep, exactly.
Decades ago, I had my consulting clients who didn't want to spend $100,000 becoming ISO compliant, but they still need to be able to use to understand the jargon, understand the concepts, and do certain things, not the full boat, but certain things that help them handshake better with their customers who were ISO 9000 compliant. And it sounds like that's kind of what you're doing with lean planning. You're not asking them to become lean corporations. You're just helping them understand, here's the good stuff that's more bite-sized for you.
Exactly. And how do I apply it to my bakery, my bike shop, my architecture business? And how do I do it in a way when I'm an owner and I'm doing everything else?
It's incremental. It's incremental lean,
exactly.
Isn't it? Incremental.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And really focusing on not having to write a 50-page business plan, to instead think about a one-page high-level business plan, really think through a financial forecast, and then have a tool that can help you manage to that plan and that forecast. And that's where the lean management part comes in. No one has time to look at 50 different reports in 8-point font on your computer, but you need to manage some key numbers to make sure your business is on track. And so LivePlan helps that business owner figure out those key performance indicators, forecast them, and say, hey, what are my goals? What am I trying to do with my business? And then we bring in your accounting numbers from your bookkeeping software,
right,
like QuickBooks.
You tap into the general ledger, don't you?
Exactly. And we bring everything in and we allow you to look at it and always look at how did I do? How did I plan to do? How did I do previous period?
Plan versus actual.
Yep, at the same time.
And I'll tell you, folks,
year.
As we wrap up, Sabrina, folks, the word she used is so important. If you want to know, if you want me to give you one word why you should be using programs like this, like Live Plan, forecast. If you're not forecasting where you're going, then you don't know where you're going to go, and you're not going to get
exactly.
There. And this tool will
exactly.
help you. I need your website again, Sabrina.
So Live Plan is at www.liveplan.com.
Right.
And if you just want a whole bunch of free content and tools, go to www.dplans.com.
Thank you, Sabrina. Sabrina Parsons, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.